Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. There is a Jewish organization that plans to reclaim land in Jordan that God gave to the Jewish people 3,500 years ago. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Israel Land Fund, a group of dedicated Jews who have been restoring Jewish properties in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, are now looking east into modern-day Jordan, with plans to reclaim historically Jewish properties in Jordan as well. Many Jews purchased land in what is now Jordan during the British Mandate, when such land was seen primarily as part of the Greater Land of Israel, which was confiscated by Jordan's rulers after Jordan declared independence as an Arab Muslim country in 1946. The Jewish group now faces great difficulty in purchasing this formerly Jewish land, since Jordanian law views the sale of land to Jews or Israelis as a capital offense and punishable by death. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The plan by a group of Jews to reclaim land in the state of Jordan, land given to the Jews by God 3,500 years ago, is a page out of Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Israeli Land Fund has been actively reclaiming Jewish land in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. They are purchasing this land for cash money and plan to expand their efforts across the Jordan River so they can reclaim Jewish land that Jordan has confiscated for its own use. The truth be known, the land in question was given to the Jewish people, two tribes of the 12 tribes of Israel, some 3,500 years ago. That can be found in Joshua chapter 13, verses 15 to 28. In fact, the Lord promised the Jewish people 10 times what they have today, according to the 38 passages of Scripture that define the biblical borders of Israel. This land will be only given to the Jews in the kingdom period, that 1,000-year time frame after the tribulation, the 7 years of judgment on the earth, and the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. That's found in Genesis 15 and Deuteronomy 30, the Abrahamic and the Land Covenants. Until that time, however, there will be a continuing conflict between the Muslims and the Jews. The Israel Land Fund may or may not purchase land in Jordan today, but in some near future tomorrow, Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...